This is a place.
This is a place.
This is a place. We want to talk about. This is a place.
Welcome to this week's episode of This is a Place podcast. My name is Nate, and with me is a guy who now wishes we would have voted for Kanye West in the last election. Brandon.
Kanye.
Is that his name anymore? Did he change his name?
I guess he changed it to Ye.
Can't believe how much he's worth, too.
$2 billion? Wow. That's a pretty penny.
Barely two more dollars more than me.
Two more dollars or two more billion?
A few dollars. I'm just a few dollars shy.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to donate, help me get above Kanye West.
Just a little bit more to go.
Just about $2 billion. $2 billion to go. And I'll be there.
Honestly, it's an insurmountable amount of money.
It's a lot. We probably asked this question before, but at what point is enough money? Like, when do you just like say, I've got enough, I'm good?
When I get there, I'll let you know.
Yeah. After I make my first billion, then I'll let you know. But did you make it up to the polls today or turn in your mail-in ballot?
I didn't.
Oh, shoot.
Did you?
Can neither confirm or deny.
You didn't fulfill your civic duty to vote?
In the primaries, no. I guess I have a few more hours if I want to get it postmarked.
But you're not today. Going to, are you?
No, I will not.
Man, we're not really doing a good job of encouraging people to be concerned citizens, are we?
No, we are not. And then we've got the 4th of July weekend coming up. Do you have any big plans?
Well, I'm having some regrets now because we should have done a 4th of July episode.
That was my suggestion. You said no.
Oh, you did? Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, that's why I said it.
Well, let's scrap it and do your idea instead. It's not too late.
It's never too late.
Never too late. When's the Freedom Festival?
I want to say Saturday.
What is it?
Actually, no, because 4th of July is on Monday, right?
Yeah.
So they might, hold on. Sometimes they'll do the Stadium of Fire the weekend before.
Isn't the Stadium of Fire 24th of July?
No. Yeah, so Stadium of Fire is going on July 2nd. So they'll do that Saturday night, and then I bet you they'll have the parade. Monday morning at 9 a.m. Yep, July 4th at 9 a.m.
Jeez, why did I think it was 24th?
Stadium of Fire?
Yeah.
Because the whole world does not celebrate the 24th of July with us, Brandon. It's just Utah.
I know.
It's
Utah thing. I know that. I thought that's why we could book big people for the Stadium of Fire.
Because they had nothing else going on.
Yeah, it made sense in my head, but no, it's on the 4th of July.
Well, I was going to say our corporate headquarters are here in Utah for our office, our company. And so it's always kind of frustrates the rest of the company outside of Utah when our offices are closed on the 24th of July. They're just like, what the heck? Why are you closed on some random day in July? Utahns. With their holidays. We love our holidays.
I've never worked at a place that I got the 24th of July off because
it's not a federal holiday.
I didn't even get Juneteenth off.
I wonder. Yeah, that was weird. It was interesting to see how many places were closed on Juneteenth and how many were still open.
We failed at giving you a 4th of July related episode. We apologize. But we do have something that's going to really knock your block off.
I didn't hear no bell.
I had a better joke, but I forgot the punch line.
I need to do this is a tangent. But I mean, I need to have my friends, my celebrity friends, come on and give us a review.
Your celebrity friends.
Yeah. I know Rocky Balboa. I know Arnold Schwarzenegger, Yoda, Obi-Wan,
Kermit,
Kermit,
Elmo.
Wreck-It Ralph. But need to have them start coming on and doing little clips just saying how much they like listening to our podcast.
Well, I mean, we're doing a boxing episode, so you should at least have Rocky come
I
on
should
for
have had
this
I
one.
should have invited Rocky.
Well, I found out recently something that intrigued me about a Utah celebrity. Hence the talk of the boxing. Gene Fulmer. He was from Utah. From
Not just Utah, he's from your neck of the woods.
our neck of the woods.
More you. Because
True.
you've never left,
True.
except for 2 years.
I don't know anything about boxing, but Gene Fulmer was a middleweight boxer born July 21st, 1931 in West Jordan, Utah, as you said, my neck of the woods. And I didn't realize he died so recently.
Yeah.
April 27th, 2015, not too long ago.
Nope. I knew Gene.
You knew him?
I did. I knew him and I didn't know I knew him. Well, I should back it up. Back the truck up.
Tell us the story, Nate.
I knew him as Brother Fulmer.
Brother
I
Fulmer.
worked at the Jordan River Temple for 4 years,
Making the big bucks.
making the big bucks of all the blessings you get from working there. Apparently he like was on my shift for like probably 3 of those years. And I didn't think anything of it. I just because Fulmer is kind of it's a known name in West Jordan and it's kind of a popular name, I guess you say. Like
Yeah.
there's more than one Fulmer out there, especially in the West
Sure.
Jordan area. But I never put two and two together until we were like waiting to go do something in the temple and we're just like in the waiting room for the workers. And somebody brought up his boxing career, and I'm like, "What the fiddlesticks? That's Gene Fulmer." Like I didn't realize it's him, right?
The guy.
It's the guy. That's the guy. So really cool guy, really kind of quiet, down to earth, humble. You know what I mean? Like maybe I just expected more.
Just didn't want to be in his bad side.
Yeah,
You didn't
yeah.
get
I
any fights with
mean,
him at the temple, did you?
even though he was probably in his mid-70s at the time, or yeah, he still would have wiped the floor with me
Yeah.
for sure. But like quite got super cool guy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's Gene Fulmer. So like I knew him for years and just never put two and two together. Or nor I mean, because you don't have your first name on your tag, it's your last name, right?
Right.
So yeah.
I served my mission with his cousin.
Very
His
cool.
cousin was a senior missionary on my mission.
Oh.
So, yeah. I mean, being from Utah, it's not that hard to find a connection to the guy. But, yeah.
Yeah.
He
But
was a
that's one.
short guy. He was my height. 5'7". Well,
So you still
I'm
got a
five
chance. You
eight.
got a chance to make it, Brandon. You can
I got a chance
you
still.
found your sport now. You can be a boxer.
Yeah. And I can also use my roots from West Jordan to say, hey, he came out of West Jordan and so do I, you know? But he began his professional career in 1951 and won his first 29 fights, 19 by knockout. So, yeah, pretty good boxer. He won the World Middleweight Championship on January 2nd, 1957, when he upset the legendary Sugar Ray Robinson by soundly winning a unanimous 15-round decision.
And I think that's what really kind of put him on the map, right?
And he didn't lose the middleweight title until he fought Dick Tiger on October 3rd, 1962. And then they fought a rematch, which resulted in a draw. But his final record included 55 wins, 24 by knockout, 6 losses, and 3 draws. So that's
It's pretty good.
Seems like a pretty good record.
Yeah, better than my record. Does that mean I'm undefeated or defeated?
Well, if you haven't fought anybody, then I'd say undefeated. You and I should, we should go up together. We should spar, as they say.
Have a celebrity match.
Celebrity death match.
My, they used to, what do they call it? Tough guy or something like that, where amateur box, basically they'd pick two guys out of the crowd and put gloves on them, let them fight, or you could sign up to fight. So it was total amateur, but my Facebook has been pulling up, and it seems like it's pretty recent, the same thing again of watching two guys just go at it. It's kind of entertaining. It reminds me of The Onion has an article saying that turns out men are like 110% less effective in the fight than they thought they would be. Have you seen that article yet on The Onion?
I don't believe it.
It's pretty funny. It's hilarious, that article. It's so true. That's what's funny about it. But yeah, you and I, we should head over to Vasa.
Patreon exclusive to be invited to watch us fight.
We could have a little sparring match in the, what do they call it, room? The aerobics room or something like that.
I was thinking the sauna.
It's too small.
Too small.
Too small.
My large arms wouldn't be able to cock back
And
as
then
far enough.
if you fall down on the heater, that hurt.
Just fall on some hot coals.
We used to do just kind of sparring matches in my backyard. Put boxing gloves on.
Oh, so you may be defeated or undefeated then. You've done it.
Yeah, I mean, nobody really wins in those. It's just
That's true.
till somebody doesn't want to do it anymore. Nobody ever gets knocked out that
Yeah.
I ever saw. But I know, I mean, we're going down a total rabbit hole here, but that was kind of a thing too in high school, was doing these unorganized fight nights. I mean, yeah, underground, I should say, not unorganized, but
Fight
just go
club,
to somebody's
we could talk
house and
about
watch
it.
two of the tough guys go at it with gloves on. That was kind of the early stages of UFC too, and then now you hear people doing those type of matches.
Anyway, well, back to Gene Fulmer.
Yeah.
He, about his personal life, he graduated from Jordan High, worked at the Kennecott Copper Mine, had a wife, four kids, two daughters, two sons. He was a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and that was part of why they gave him the nickname of the Mormon Mauler. They covered his religion pretty frequently. Especially his following of the word of wisdom, and that he would pay tithing on his boxing winnings. He had a cameo role in the 1968 film The Devil's Brigade. He was a bartender. Seems a little odd role for him to play. He is featured on the cover of Greatest Hits by Alice in Chains.
Yeah, have you seen it?
No.
Tim getting rocked pretty hard.
Well, that's not fair. Why did they pick that picture? Oh my gosh, that is.
I believe they had another album cover for that. They had two album covers for that album, Greatest Hits album. But that's the most known one. Would you see this? That his fight with Dick Tiger is in the music video for Iggy Pop, a song called American Valhalla.
Valhalla.
Valhalla? Yeah, Valhalla. I didn't see the L there. Valhalla. It's probably one of my favorite songs that I've never
Really?
heard.
I don't even know who Iggy Pop is. But I'll have to watch it now. So yeah, he had a pretty good career and a couple things he did. Aside from the boxing, I will be honest that I didn't know he was a person for a long time. I mean, obviously, I knew he was a person because They named a rec center after him, but I didn't realize why it was called Gene Fulmer, the rec center out in West Jordan. But yeah, that's named after him.
And he used to have a little boxing gym over in West Jordan by the cemetery, right?
And not only that, the main reason I want to talk about this was his restaurant. Gene Fulmer had a short-lived restaurant called Gene Fulmer's Celebrity Restaurant. And it was in Midvale, where the Midvale Mining Cafe now stands. So it probably was the same building, I would assume. Do you ever go there, Nate?
No, and I still haven't been to the mining one either.
Neither have I.
It's good.
And honestly, I don't think this restaurant was around for a very long time, so. But I wanted to. I'm stealing this from another podcast. But you can buy some artifacts from his restaurant on eBay. Did you see that? I want you to guess, don't Google it, how much it would cost to purchase this very rare world champion Gene Fulmer Big Punch restaurant glass boxing boxer.
Is that from his restaurant?
Yep. How
I'm
much do you
going to
think that's
guess
going for?
$50.
Nope.
Is it it's been bid up, or is it just like a buy it now thing?
Just to buy it now. I think
Because
this has
that could
been.
be anything.
This has been probably sitting here for a while. So, what's the buy now price, do you think?
$300.
Close, but a little bit lower.
$250.
It is $249.99 if you want to buy that right now. So, I was thinking, should we buy it?
Sure.
Do you want to buy
I've always wanted one
it?
since you told me about it.
Ever since I told you about it. I'm pretty sure. I don't know if my dad went to this restaurant, but he told me about it. He's the one who originally told me about the restaurant. But I just love that idea that a Utah celebrity in his own community in Vidbel, not too far away from West Jordan, decided to open up a restaurant to give back, And it got me thinking, what other celebrities need to create something based off of their legacy here in Utah?
Well, the guy from Modern Family has the bar downtown, but he's not really from Utah. I think he lives in Park City, though, or has a home in Park City. Karl Malone needs to open up a mail center.
A mail center, yeah.
Yeah, not a car dealership.
He's already got one of those.
John
I was
Stockton
thinking of.
needs to open up an assisted living center.
Who's that? John
John
Stockton?
Stockton.
Assisted living. I thought Dan Reynolds from Imagine Dragons should do a nuclear power plant. Because he's radioactive.
Well, didn't he also like pay off one of the places he used to perform at? He paid off their mortgage a few months ago.
Think that, yeah, that was him, right? Was it
So, yeah,
Valor?
to kind of give back.
Roseanne Barr's from Utah.
Who?
Roseanne Barr.
I mean, that's easy. She just needs to open up a bar.
Exactly my thinking. James Woods.
James Woods.
You know who James Woods is, right?
Don't know, do I?
He's Hades from Hercules. That's probably the best way to tell you who he is.
Oh, he's from Vernal.
I thought he should bring back the Haunted Woods at Wither Farm. Jewel is also from Utah. I mean, what could she possibly have?
Shane Company.
Oh, there you go. I was thinking of mine. Open up her own mind. Steve Young. I'm thinking essential oils.
Steve Young, something to keep you youthful.
David Archuleta. I'm thinking David Archuleta's Chiletas. You know what a chuleta is?
No.
It's a pork chop in Spanish.
Okay.
She's got to make a pork chop restaurant. And definitely, I think we need a flower shop from Brandon Flowers.
But he's not necessarily, well, I guess Nephi, right?
Yeah.
Nevermind.
Nephi. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of untapped potential, a lot of really great ideas that these celebrities, I'm sure most of them listen, but we've given you some great free advice of what different things to open up here in Utah.
I want to bring you back to June Fulmer. The spring slash part of summer, played in a softball league on Monday nights out in South Jordan. And you can enter the fields from Redwood Road. I'd started the last few weeks, like, I'm going to enter from the backside because I thought it would be faster from since I'm coming off the Bangor Highway down that way. So I started turning down 2200 West and then coming the back way to the softball fields. And one of the last times we played, I'm like, I had no idea. It's been there for a while, but had no idea that do you know that they moved the gym? June Fulmer Gym's over there now.
What? To where?
Yeah, 110 South and 2200 West.
It's over there now?
Yeah. It
The
sounds like it's
like the
been there
recreation
for,
center?
no, the boxing gym, like the one
Oh,
they
the
moved from
boxing
West
gym.
Jordan. Yeah.
Oh,
So you can
okay.
still go over there and train, Brandon. It's not West Jordan anymore, so it's out of your territory, but you can head over to South Jordan and start your training now.
I can or we can?
It's too late for me. I'm too old. I guess I could be the, what was his name, George Foreman, when he came out of retirement, like in his 50s and won.
I
So
mean, there's what's his face? What's his name? You're biting the ear off guy?
Mike
I
Tyson.
mean, Mike Tyson's still, he's going strong.
Oh, and then you have the YouTuber guy, right?
Yeah, if you
That's
got enough money, Nate, I mean, you don't have quite your billions, but if you jump at this opportunity, you might be able to get there.
maybe once I get my first billion, then I'll start training.
Yeah, I would be terrified to box.
I don't know. I think it'd be kind of fun. Like, I want to try, like, I've, well, yeah, I kind of was hoping at one point, naming your kid Rocky, you would hope that maybe he would be interested in boxing.
Did it work?
Maybe he will now. I haven't brought it up to him forever because I think he got sick of the fact that I named him Rocky after a boxer. But
Yeah,
he
never
is
usually
starting to
has
want
its
to.
intended
What's
purpose.
that?
Never really fulfills its intended
Right. Yeah.
purpose.
It just would have been like awesome. I mean, it's not like what I was hoping for, but it would have been kind of ironic if he would have grown up like wanted to be a boxer and really got into it. But maybe he would now. Because he now just wants to try like everything. But I always thought it'd be fun to go take like boxing classes or whatnot with your kids, even karate for that matter. Just some sort of, I guess boxing is not really a martial art, it's a style of fighting, but some type
Right.
of fighting classes.
Self-defense
Boxing
of
just
some
sounds fun
sort.
to me. For the most part, I feel like I've got pretty good hands. Like I'm pretty quick with my hands. So I would always
I don't
wanted
know
to
what to do
know.
with my hands.
Yeah, me neither. So I would like to learn how to train these things to work to my advantage. But I just think it'd be fun to learn how to box like the way you're supposed to, not
Not
just the
just
backyard
a
stuff.
schoolyard. Meet me
Right.
at the flagpole.
Yeah. So, but now that I know the June Fulmer gym is still operating,
You're still not
might be
going to go?
time. Might be time. Still won't go.
Yeah, that may be an interesting thing to learn, but the idea of getting hit in the face, not appealing to me. I'll leave that to the professionals.
There you go.
Like the Gene Folmers of the world. Near the end of his life, they did do a big donation of his memorabilia.
I think they have some stuff over there at the rec center. We have a county pass. We go use their pool every once in a while, indoor pool. And I want to say there's some stuff, or at least pictures and stuff, at the Applebee's in Jordan Landing, right? The West Jordan one.
There's gotta be. So that's pretty cool. I mean, I don't know why they named it after him, aside from maybe he donated money to fund it, but pretty cool that they recognized him and that he came out of West Jordan, so they gave him his own recreation center. And he's got a gym and had a restaurant for a time. So if you had a chance to try the restaurant, or if you have any memories of watching Gene Fulmer, let us know. We'd love to hear about it.
And if you want to fight Brandon, give us a call. Set it up.
Yeah, it'll cost you, but for the right price, you can fight me.
Go.
Thanks for listening to This Is a Place podcast.
See you next week.